Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's get back to You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network.
Welcome back. This is You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM on the BetMGM Network. Femi Abebefe hanging out with you guys this Monday afternoon. 40 minutes from now, we'll be joined by Nick Kostos with his thoughts on the Bills' win over the Chiefs, as well as last night in Sunday Night Football and Saturday night with the Dodgers winning Game 7 of the World Series 5-4. We're talking about Yamamoto as we're heading to break in the last segment there. His October run, 37 and a third innings pitch, 33 strikeouts, an ERA at 1.45. He was insane. The guy threw 96 pitches game 6 Friday night and says, you know what, Skip, here's 2 2/3 to close this bad boy out. Like, that dude, a well-deserved MVP. And honestly, like, he's becoming one of my favorite players because he seems like a throwback. He's like, I'll throw a bajillion innings if that's what we need to get this bad boy done, which I can respect. A hell of a job by Yoshinobu Yamamoto. Once again, we discussed his World Series MVP price on Friday's show. Hope everyone was able to get in on that prior to Game 6. But joining us now, like he does each and every weekday at 3:20 Eastern Time, it's our executive producer, Bill Zimmerman. Bill, what a wild weekend of sports that we just took in last night, Saturday night, all throughout the weekend. Phenomenal for us that like to dabble into the betting world.
Betting world or just straight sports fans, Femi? Everything was awesome. Game 7 was awesome. Hey, Game 6 was great. And of the NFL games were absolutely wild. I'm a Bears fan. I don't know how I'm still breathing today after how things went down on Sunday. I know Sean Haw had about 17 heart attacks. So, you know, it was a crazy one, crazy weekend, but a fun weekend.
Yeah, a hell of a weekend that we had. The world of sports. Yeah, that Bears game was certainly something. I told you, I almost turned it off because I was like, oh, the Bears got this in the bag. Luckily, I kept it on, and madness ensued out there in Cincinnati. But we'll get into that here shortly later on in this segment. Let's get to the top stories that we have on this Monday. Bill, what's the number one thing we need to know?
I mean, let's start with Sunday Night Football, where the Seattle Seahawks pummel the Washington Commanders. Final score 38-14. It was 31-7 at halftime. Sam Darnold had thrown 4 touchdowns, hadn't thrown an incompletion. Perfect passer rating. Commanders were dominated from the start. Brutal news, Jaden Daniels, an elbow dislocation in the fourth quarter. Femi, you could have argued that he should have been out of the game. Regardless, he is out indefinitely, possibly for the season. You could put a fork in the Commanders at 3-6, while Seattle is legit at 6-2, tied for the best record in the NFC.
Yeah, I'll address the Daniels stuff first here before we get to the Seattle Seahawks. Like, I thought it was pretty idiotic that he was still in the game. It's 38-7, it's the fourth quarter. What are we trying to accomplish here? Like, you can say, oh, we want to play it out and we were going to fight to the end. And da, da, da. Well, season's over. how did it go for you? There's no reason why he should have been on the field. And we were talking about this earlier, Bill. Like, they punted earlier in that fourth quarter. Like, right. Down 31, you punted. So if you're going to be punting, why the hell are you playing your starting quarterback? Like, take him out of the game. I mean, I've seen a bunch of Cowboys games where here's Joe Milton at the end of the game, and we're going to take Dak Prescott out of here. Like, you have to protect your quarterback because Jaden Daniels is the key to their success, and they got drilled in the game. But if Daniels is healthy and they're 3-6, they at least can talk themselves into saying, hey, when McLaurin comes back and Noah Brown comes back, maybe we can make a run or whatever. Now that's all out the window. It's over for the Washington Commanders. So I thought it was a really poor job by Dan Quinn to go out there and leave his franchise quarterback on the field when his team is down by 31. Now on the Seahawks side of it, I didn't understand the line movement against Seattle leading up to the game, honestly. I bet 2.5, thought that we would go back to 3. Everyone was betting Washington. This team felt like a mismatch on paper heading into the game, and it was even worse watching the game. It was not even close. Like, this score honestly feels kind to the Washington Commanders if you watched the game last night. They were not even close Like, this could have been 55-0, and I would not have batted an eye. Sam Darnold was amazing. 330 yards. Jaxon Smith-Njigba, he did his thing. The Seahawks did whatever they wanted on offense, and they did whatever they wanted on defense as well, as the Commanders couldn't move the football. Is Seattle for real? Are they an NFC contender? I'll pump the brakes on that, but damn it, in this regular season, they might win 13 games and maybe be a one seed or a two seed. They're going to be going neck and neck with the Los Angeles Rams in that NFC West. And we can't forget about the 49ers either, but like, those are the teams that are be going after it for that division title. And whoever wins that division, I do believe, is going to get the one seed when you look around the rest of the NFC. But man, that's a hell of a performance for Seattle. I would just caution people though. Like, we've seen Sam Darnold in the playoffs before. Like, we gotta see a little bit more before we start falling in love with that, because that was a disaster against the Minnesota Vikings, or rather against the Rams last year. So I don't want to go too crazy with the Seattle love, but in the regular season, this team is going to be fierce because the defense is elite, and on offense, they're clicking on all cylinders. This team is awesome, and they destroyed the Commanders last night. Bill, hit me with the next one.
Well, Femi, you know the rule. One, when you expect the Steelers to win, they lose. When you expect the Steelers to lose, they win. And it is time for exactly one of those. Everyone was counting out the Pittsburgh Steelers, expecting to be only a matter of time till the Baltimore Ravens overtake them in the AFC North, which still may be the case. But they made it a little more difficult after they beat the Indianapolis Colts 27-20. Colts had 6 turnovers. Daniel Jones turned into New York Giant. Daniel Jones picked off 3 times, lost 2 fumbles. Jonathan Taylor only 45 yards rushing. Colts did not look great in this one, Femi. They fall to 7-2. Steelers are now 5-3.
Oh, this was a classic Tomlin voodoo game. It was classic. This is what we talk about. They get Renegade starts playing. Like, this is exactly what it was. 6 turnovers? Like, come on. And I'm someone who bet Pittsburgh plus 3.5. I bet Pittsburgh on the money line. Like, I was like, you know what? I'm not going to miss out on this opportunity, because I know they're winning one of these damn games against either Green Bay or Indianapolis. They lost to the Packers. That didn't go well after the first half. But this game against the Colts, and you could just see it coming. With the way people were talking about Indianapolis all last week, of Jonathan Taylor MVP, Steichen Coach of the Year, Daniel Jones and his team, are they a contender? Are they going to challenge the Kansas City Chiefs? There was so much Colts love just from like the general consensus that, like, man, you knew that other shoe was going to drop. And the funny thing about this game, Pittsburgh didn't even play well. Pittsburgh had 225 total yards. They needed 6 turnovers to win the game by 7. Like, this was insane. But, like, this happens in these Steelers games. Does this mean I want to buy in on Pittsburgh? Hell no. I still think this is a bad team. This is not even a playoff team as far as I'm concerned. Do I have concerns about Indy? A little bit. I do. I have to admit that. I've never really bought into them into, I guess, like a playoff team, because at the end of the day, it's still Daniel Jones. But, like, you have to watch that game and think to yourself, hey, man, like the Colts, maybe it was just a bad day at the office or what happened, but, like, they're not as good as we all thought they were this time last week. So for Indy, yeah, maybe this will bring them down a couple of rungs. But for Pittsburgh, if the conclusion is that the Steelers are now contenders, miss me with that noise, because I actually watched the game. That team wasn't good. Just so happened that the other team turned the ball over 6 times. Bill, hit me with the next one.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Femi, let's go to this one here. The Carolina Panthers beat the Green Bay Packers 16-13, despite Bryce Young only throwing for 102 yards for the game. Ryan Fitzgerald hits a game-winning 49-yard field goal as time expired. Panthers improved to 5-4. Jordan Love and the Packers only muster 13 points, despite outgaining Carolina by over 100 yards. Packers now fall to 5-2-1. They get some rough news in this one, Femi. Tucker Kraft, been having a phenomenal year, out for the year, torn ACL.
Yeah, that's a big loss. Tucker Kraft has been their best pass catcher all season long. Like one of the best tight ends in football. Probably the best guy not named Brock Bowers at the position. And to lose him, that's brutal for this Green Bay offense. But like they have a bunch of good pass catchers to where they should still be able to move forward and handle that kind of a loss. But still, you want your best guys out there, and he is their best guy. Green Bay, their issue is that they're just the Jekyll and Hyde team. And that's a problem. Now, do they have the upside to make the Super Bowl? Of course they do. Like, when they're all going in the right direction and they are clicking, it's scary what the Packers can do. But then you also get what we got yesterday. That's what makes this team so frustrating. Because, like, you can see the potential for Green Bay, but they just can't get right. For whatever reason it is, they cannot get right and consistently put these performances together. Like, they had no business losing this game. Bryce Young did nothing. You know what Bryce Young did? He says, you know what? I'm just not going to screw things up. I'm going to stay out of the way and let Rico Dowdle in this run game take us home. And credit Bryce Young. Like, that's not even throwing shade to him. Credit him for managing the game and knowing what was required to win on that particular day. So I took full credit there. And full credit to Dave Canales and this Panthers team. Who would have seen them going 5-4? Hell, I didn't think they were going to win 5 games at the start of the year. And they're sitting here at 5-4 at the midway point. Now, do I think they're going to make the playoffs? No. I only see one team making it from the NFC South, and that team will be the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. But this was still a hell of a victory. 13-point dogs going into Lambeau and winning that game. That's a massive, massive win for the Carolina Panthers. And now, going forward for the Packers, like next week, you got the Eagles at home, Monday Night Football. That's a difficult game. Philadelphia making trades. They just traded for Jalen Phillips this morning, the Miami Dolphins pass rusher. Like the Eagles are going to go in there looking locked in because that, to me, feels like an NFC title preview potentially with those two contending teams. That'll be a hell of a game. It'll only be fitting that the Packers win that game by a touchdown because they seem to play their best against the best teams on the biggest stages and then lay eggs against other teams. But, man, Green Bay, I just don't know if you can fully trust them if they're going to be doing this. One day we're hot, the next day we're cold. Just see what happens tomorrow. Like this, I don't like that one bit at all. So I'm concerned about Green Bay as somebody who thought they would win the Super Bowl at the start of the year. Very concerned that they've had this performance, the game against the Cowboys, the game against the Browns. Like, that's not looking like a Super Bowl champion, even though that is what their upside actually is. Bill, hit me with the next story.
I mean, big one here in the NFC North. J.J. McCarthy returns for the Minnesota Vikings, and they beat the Detroit Lions 27-24. J.J. accounts for 3 touchdowns in the win, 2 passing, 1 on the ground. Brian Flores, great, great job. Kept the Lions' offense off balance pretty much the whole game. Jared Goff sacked 5 times. Lions now fall to 5-3, and Femi, Vikings, a little life now at 4-4.
Yeah, the game ball goes to Brian Flores for this one, for the Minnesota Vikings. He was outstanding yesterday. Like, the Lions never looked comfortable. Jared Goff, and like, Goff, you look at the box score, he played pretty well. You know, 284 yards, 2 touchdowns. Like, it's a hell of a game for any quarterback, but like, he didn't look comfortable. And anytime it felt like the Lions might gain some momentum or be able to kind of get some control of the game, they would make an uncharacteristic mistake. Here's Amon-Ra St. Brown dropping a pass on third down. Here's David Montgomery fumbling the football, getting it punched out from behind. Like, they just made so many bad mistakes in this game. And a lot of it was due to the blitzes from Brian Flores. So kudos to Brian Flores there. In terms of concern to the Lions, I'm not concerned. I still think Detroit is going to be there in the end in the NFC title game or in the NFC divisional round as we talk about them with Philly and Green Bay and these other NFC contending teams. No concern for the Detroit Lions, but this win does save the season for Minnesota, at least in the interim. Because based on how we were heading into this game and all the conversation about Carson Wentz going on, getting the surgery, and did Kevin O'Connell throw him out there to be like the sacrificial lamb or whatever, like, J.J. McCarthy returning and winning this game, that's massive for locker room morale. Now, I'm not going to go as far as to say that J.J. McCarthy needs to be NFC Offensive Player of the Week again, like he was after the Week 1 win against the Bears, but like, McCarthy did make the necessary plays that he had to make. Like the throw to Jalen Naylor at the end to ice the game, that was an awesome throw, and that's the kind of play that they want to see more of from J.J. McCarthy. Like, this is just a part of his maturation process. He's a young quarterback, so we should not expect him to look like what Sam Darnold looked like last year. Darnold's played way more games. Like, this is part of what it's going to be, the developmental plan for J.J. McCarthy. But for Minnesota, they at least are showing us they're going to be live the rest of the season, and that's not some walkover game. But I do think Detroit will be fine at the end of the day. This, to me, just felt like a bad day at the office, and kudos to Minnesota for being able to capitalize. Bill, hit me with the next one.
I mean, how about this one? The Chicago Bears beat the Cincinnati Bengals 47-42 in a wild shootout. Tough to summarize this one, but I'm going to do my best shot. Bears blow a 41-27 lead with under 3 minutes to go. Bengals then take a 42-41 lead. Caleb Williams hits Colston Loveland for a game-winning 58-yard touchdown with about 15 seconds to go. Joe Flacco throws for 470 yards. Caleb Williams, 350 total yards and four touchdowns, including a receiving touchdown from DJ Moore. Seventh-round rookie Kyle Monanga, almost 200 all-purpose yards. Bears now 5-3. Bengals season slipping away at 3-6.
I mean, this game was absurd. This was just an absurd football game. The whole thing was ridiculous. I think about it from a betting standpoint. Like, Cincinnati takes the lead. They're now up 42-41. If you laid 2.5 or 1.5 with the Bears, especially 2.5, like, you're sitting there being like, am I really going to lose when this team was up? It looked like this game was over. Like, we all thought the Edmonds pick six was a pick, but like, oh, actually he was down by contact. So bring it on back, everybody. Like, this whole thing was ridiculous. And then insane fashion to where not only do they hit the ball to Colston Loveland to get into field goal range, nope, Colston Loveland's going to save the day for all you Bears bettors and cover all the numbers and run that bad boy in for a touchdown, his second touchdown of the day. Like, just an insane roller coaster of emotions in this game. And for Caleb Williams and the Chicago Bears, this is what we wanted to see. You're going up against a bad defense in Cincinnati. This is what it's supposed to look like. And for the Bengals, I'll say this. I know we're all going to pin this year on Joe Burrow being hurt. I think that's a cop-out. This team was going to stink with Joe Burrow. And you can already now see the fractions in the locker room where Chase Brown is saying, can we finish the bleeping game? Ja'Marr Chase is saying, just one more stop is all we needed. Like, this defense is historically bad. Honestly, I will say this. I've never seen a worse defense, and I root for the Dallas Cowboys, a team that's probably going to get lit on fire tonight. The Bengals are atrocious, and who knows? Maybe they trade their best defensive player tomorrow at the trade deadline, and it becomes one of the all-time disastrous units in NFL history. We'll talk Monday Night Football, as well as the rest of the quick hits to wrap up the 3 o'clock hour next here on You Better You Bet.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.